If you watch television situation comedies, you may stop and think how much work goes into them. The actors and directors, sure, but they're also the technical people who have to run cameras and audio and lights and sets, and the writers, don't forget the writers. All or most of those skills are taught in a class at Southern Oregon University on sitcom production. It's part of the recently added digital cinema major at SOU. We have three guests from that class here in the studio. Jim Falkenstein, who you remember from our recent discussion about his trail book for Ashland Trails, is the teacher of the class. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing? Thanks for having us.
Good to have you back. Kayla Hunter is the director of the sitcom pilot. Welcome, Kayla.
Thank you for having me.
And Joseph Whitney is one of the actors in the episode. Welcome to you, Joseph.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, there was a plan for a screening tomorrow at 1. Is that off?
That is sadly postponed, but not gone, not forgotten. Okay. We shall resurrect it.
Okay.
Like everything else in the world. Yeah. It shall rise again.
Okay, so here again is the question I have to ask. Notice it's in brackets because it goes into every interview now. Sorry to hear about your event being put off. So. That's the nature of the world today with the coronavirus around us. Yeah, so Jim, you were here talking about your trail guidebook recently with accompanying videos. It's clear from those you have lots of video experience. Tell us about your jobs in the TV business.
Oh, yeah, man. I have the last 30 years in Los Angeles working on a variety of TV shows, mostly sitcoms, so that's why I brought this sitcom class here, and I have my degree in television from the University of Michigan. And when I left my degree in Michigan and went to Los Angeles, I didn't know what to do. Well, I didn't understand the process. It was kind of frightening and a mystery. So after 30 years in Los Angeles working on a variety of TV shows, I was mostly a prop master, but I did a bunch of other jobs as well, dabbled a bit. And then I said, we should – I've seen these kids down at the TV studio here in town at SOU, and I'm like, they should know that it's not a mystery, you know, to be able to work on a television show. There's a variety of things. So I wanted to figure out a way to share my experience and show that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there for them, and so give them a little taste of that.
The syllabus for the course mentions Randy Cordray, one of your buddies. How is he involved?
Oh, man. He lives in Jacksonville, and, you know, he was a producer on The Office, so that's a pretty big deal. And so I came up with this class, and I was trying to, you know, get some help, and he was the perfect person for that because he's worked on a million shows as well. We have the same sensibility. We both wanted to bring something back to the university, and so we get along. You know, we hike together, and he rock climbs. He tries to get me rock climbing stuff. He's a maniac, but luckily he gets injured a lot, so then he takes a break and he can help us teach classes.
He really didn't mean luckily you get injured. He gets injured a lot.
Well, that gives him more time to help us with the class because he's, he's in a wheelchair, so he can't hike as much. I wasn't in a wheelchair. He got a horrible bike wreck a couple years ago, but then he fell off my Capitan, I think, four years ago. He's a maniac.
Okay, so the two of you teach the course together?
Yes.
So the syllabus points out this is not sitcom writing, not sitcom acting, but sitcom production. So you're taking the whole ball of wax?
Yes, absolutely, because it takes they can focus on there's so many different aspects of production. But let's face it, when you're making a show, what's fun to do is your friends want to be an actor. It'd be fun to, let's write our own little jokes and stuff. And that distracts from the huge task of a giant crew. You know, in L.A., it's 250 people to shoot an episode of Modern Family.
Mm-hmm. And they 250.
Well, I mean, you go through all the post-production people and all the vendors, the food service people. You got all the different crew members.
Pre-production, costumes, props.
All that stuff and all the support staff and people in the offices and in the studio and distribution. All that. So for us, we had 17 kids in the class, and we shot it in 3 days. So boom, there you go.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing. So Kayla, talk about your work experience with digital cinema.
So I am a graduating senior, but of course digital cinema is its first year as a program. So I was part of the communication with the concentration in digital cinema. So this year I've been doing more production than I've done, I think, in my entire 3 years here and really just trying to jump on. The professors have made it really easy for the seniors that wanted to graduate with that degree to switch over and do a lot of classes. And of course, when making the switch, we heard about this class, the sitcom one that was coming, and just about everybody was just jumping at the chance to sign up for the class. I think it was probably one of the first things people signed up for when registration opened. And it's been an amazing experience in digital cinema, just the production, the camaraderie of all the people working together on projects. It's a really creative space, and the professors give us a lot of room to do our thing.
How'd you get picked to direct?
That's a question for Jim, actually. The there was three directors, so not just me. So there's three filming days and a different director on each day. I was day one. Eli was in the class. He was day two. And my friend Emma Sorensen was day three. And I'm not exactly sure how that process went down to get picked, but I was very happy that it did. And I was very happy to have that opportunity.
So directing a sitcom, though, I mean, are we talking about directing as a stage director does? Are we talking about actually calling the shots from the booth with saying, you know, camera one, camera two, all that sort of thing?
I think it's a mix of both, and definitely you'll find in any field, especially in our classes, that there's two different types of directors. Some are more technical, and they're way more into the camera stuff and talking with their director of photography, and then some are far more interested in the performance. I think I kind of lean towards that side. I'm not super camera savvy, so I relied a lot on my director of photography, Caleb, for that. And then I like to spend time with the actors and you know, work with them while on set.
So, Joseph Whitney, you're from Boulder, I understand, home of the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. Did Ashland and its festival, its Shakespeare Festival, exert gravity on you to go to school here?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Like, so if you hang around the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, you hear about the mythical Oregon Shakespeare Festival, inevitably. Lots of our actors, like, you know, head off to Oregon Shakespeare Festival or came from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So that's how Ashland got on my radar. It's how SOU got on my radar. And then it seemed like a pretty neat school and relatively affordable, so I applied.
And you were SOU. A theater major, not a digital cinema major?
I'm a theater major, mm-hmm. not a digital cinema major. None of the actors on the project were a part of the class. They were all brought in from outside.
So how different is acting for the camera versus what you've been doing on stage?
I guess the toughest thing for me was like dialing it back because – which I get told, well, like, whenever I do a black box show as well, but I'm used to performing on big stages.
You're performing to the back row as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But if the camera's right up in your face, mm-hmm. maybe you shouldn't scream. that was the biggest difference. And then there's also just, like, considering sight lines. One other big lesson for me was, like, you know, in acting, you always, or on the stage, you're, like, cheating out towards the audience, but I kept having to be told not to look directly into the camera. That was a big one.
Okay, so a bunch of differences there. We're talking about the advanced production sitcom class at Southern Oregon University, which is part of the digital cinema major. We have Jim Falkenstein, one of the two teachers in the class. Kayla Hunter is one of the directors of the sitcom pilot that was put together, and Joseph Whitney, one of the actors. Questions, comments? You're welcome to join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Now, the syllabus points out that the script was ready for the class, apparently, Jim, when it started in January. Is that right?
Well, specifically, my wife, Beth Falkenstein, wrote the script. She and I came up with the entire story 10 days before we started the class because we tried to wedge – they shot it at the digital cinema studio there. So we tried to wedge some kind of office-esque kind of script that Randy's friend had written into the studio by – rewriting it a little bit, and it just didn't work because we didn't have the physical, you know, you can't write giant office space and then you shoot a cubicle and go, oh, let's pretend there's more. Yeah, you know, we didn't have the facility. So so my wife and I went, like, we had 10 days, and Randy said, he goes, you guys just write a script for the place. And so we did, and we came up with the story. It's kind of we poke a little fun at Channel 5, Channel 12 a little bit. You know, it's kind of a local, it's about a local TV station. Mm-hmm. But we wrote it so that we could use the space. Every scene was written for a space, and we tried to figure out what kind of we knew some actors. My wife, Ashland New Plays Festival, she volunteers there, so she knows a lot of the actors that are involved in that program. And so we kind of wrote it with some actors in mind that we already knew from the region. So that was the whole goal of that. And it worked out. And because of that, we got to write for the students because we tried to keep it, you know, something that would entertain them, mm-hmm. make it fun for them. I think we threw in some local jokes about Harry and David and local goat farmers and such.
So it's interesting. It hits close to home in a couple of ways. I spent many years in TV news myself, and this was a KHRO, was that it?
Yes.
The Home of the Heroes?
That's right.
Yeah, I worked for a TV station that called itself Home of the Winners. I mean, so you guys have an inside track here?
It's very, it's not a revolutionary, mm-hmm. groundbreaking concept, mm-hmm. our show, but it's pretty fun.
Oh, sorry. So the driving line in the story is the station is trying to cover, and I'm talking about the driving line in the sitcom plot, is that the TV station here is trying to cover a major story in what is essentially a company town?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the company?
The company is Virgil and Marty, mm-hmm. And they're a fruit yep. company.
Yes.
They're
in no way associated
no
with
like a Harry and David.
No, it's accident. What a coincidence that is.
I didn't even know. I don't even know what Harry and David is. Uh-huh. Never heard of it.
No censuring went on with the script.
That's a good point. Never, bring that up. What
was originally Howard and Daniels, but for some reason reason the school saw similarity and thought we had to change it. I don't fully understand why.
But as far as the class goes, that was a great lesson for the kids. It's like you can have a project and you've written somebody and you're all ready to go and you've worked on your props and you've built all your things. And somebody from the studio shows up and goes, well, I'm sorry, guys. We got a new advertiser and we cannot make fun of Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
And no more Corona beer on the set, by the way, either. whatever they're planning. And then so we had to figure out, okay, now what do you do when you get the news like this?
Yeah,
so.
And you just got to rework it the best way that you can, which I thought, they didn't tell us that the whole concept of, you know, kind of poking fun at Harry and David was done. They were just like, you know, the name was a little too close. So they gave us a lot of room there, I think. It could have been a lot worse. If we had to remove that entire concept, it would
have been. Okay, so tell us, Joseph, if you would, about Grant Bradford, the character you play.
Grant Bradford, he is, what's the term? Trust fund baby, who has gotten this studio. He's paid for it with his trust fund money, but the surprise plot reveal, we will not reveal. Anyway, he's just trying his best. He really wants to create news that matters and is truthful for the community, and is a little, you know, he's desperate to get this to happen.
He's a little idealistic, it sounds like. He wants to make sure that things get covered as they really are.
Yes.
But there's some interference from what was it, Virgil and Marty?
There's a rival news station.
Yes.
The rival news station. Is KWTF. Mm-hmm. And so their main anchor comes by to instigate trouble. So there's a nice rivalry between that station and Grant Bradford.
Yeah. On the list of characters that you provided, I don't see a company rep. Is Virgil and Marty actually represented on stage?
Not at all. No. They just
season 3 reveal. Maybe
we'll meet those two. They survive the virus.
It's actually just Jim and Randy.
No, that's probably true.
So how long did it take to? You mentioned 3 days shooting, Kayla?
Yes, 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all varied in time. I think the first day was the longest shooting day we shot from. Like 8 in the morning to like 5 p.m. Then the second day was the shortest, and the third day was just somewhere in between the first two.
Well, a couple of choices then about how you shoot a sitcom. You can go single camera or you can go multiple camera. And which choice did you make?
We ended up, we went multi. Well, it's a 2-camera shoot we did. It was Randy and I didn't know exactly what we were doing. I'm going to be honest. We were not certain that we were going to get the whole thing shot in 3 days because it's a lot. And
we were certain.
And
the class was certain.
Caleb was certain. And I'll tell you, this is why she was the director, because during our prep time, she had confidence. She asked the right questions. She made, you know, she made good choices during the class time. And we're like, okay, she'll be our leader. So she took our first day. And she shot 14 pages of a 30-page script. So she almost shot half the show, but it was in one set, which made it a little bit easier. But still, we came in and we're gonna go handheld, and we're gonna use the tripods. And then quickly we're like, okay, we can't switch between the two. We don't have the time. It's running out. We're going all on tripods. Everyone now, we got to reshoot. And they had done. Talk about your prep for it. What you and Caleb had done.
Caleb. He was Caleb Hefner. He was a really excellent DP. I was never happier to work with somebody. But he had an extensive shot list that he went through. So me and him, we had been talking for a little bit. And he even went out of town, but we never lost, you know, communication. And he just went through a shot list, and we sat and we went through it. And me and him were dedicated to getting those 14 pages and really getting the shoot off to a good start for the following 2 days. And just the crew as a whole, you know, the producers, the set design team. The night before the shoot, we were all in the digital media center, like from 7 p.m. I think to like 1 in the morning, organizing the space, you know, setting our shots up, really walking around and looking at where we could put the cameras, how it's going to look, angles, and all of that. It was really a collective effort.
So did it come down? Do you have like a nice, neat 30-minute pilot now?
It's about 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's pretty good. Joseph, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have not.
Oh.
Are you daunted a little bit? Are you holding off on seeing it? Are you nervous about seeing yourself on the tape?
Well, I don't generally like watching myself perform. My high school always used to record our musicals and then like send us a video, and I would just throw those right in the trash. But those were filmed much more poorly, so I'm excited. I'm going to watch this, and I'm excited for when it is. And I know my family is. Mm-hmm. They've been waiting. They've been nagging me about it the whole time.
So a real different experience, as you mentioned, from stage acting, but fun anyway. I mean,
oh yeah,
rewarding.
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was. I was so happy to be on the project. When I got the email, I was ecstatic.
So in making the choices, like you're going to shoot the whole show on tripods, then the choices you made in day one sound like they need to extend to days two and three as well. So the other directors had to basically follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, so that was also a tough thing. And we did have some full meetings where all three directors, all three directors of photography and producers got together. And basically the stuff that people did on day one did just inevitably, there was not a lot of room for change on day two and three. Stylistically, maybe a little bit, but as far as the technical stuff goes, we were pretty locked in after day one.
So let's talk about the future of the project. I mean, obviously, you have this completed pilot. When people are allowed to gather in groups of more than 250 in Oregon, you can show this again. So it's not going to be shown tomorrow at 1 as was planned. But then also talk about the future of the story. I mean, you got this pilot then. I mean, do you plan to carry this forward and do additional episodes in future classes?
From your lips to Linda Schott's ears, I believe. We're hoping to redo this year after year. Randy and I would gladly do this, you know, expand it. I mean, this class will never happen again the way it was. It was a little bit scrambly and crazy. Mm-hmm. And so next year, if we're allowed to, we'll make a very different change on it. And if we're allowed to, my wife Beth and I will like teach a writing class where we write the next episode. And then the next term, we shoot the next episode, and the next term they edit the next episode, and then the year after that it keeps going and going. It become our own little Southern Oregon sitcom.
Right. So sitcom production is the course of Southern Oregon University, and have you guys sketched out in your own minds, the two students, where things will go from here with the story that you're representing here?
Oh, I know Kayla has.
Oh yeah, I've got ideas. I've got plans. I can't say too much without giving away the plot that we have, but there's definitely some romances there that I think we want to explore, some character arcs and some friendships that you wouldn't expect, and just like, yeah, a nice development for KHRO.
Okay, Local Heroes is the name of the sitcom. It's so far one episode exists. It's a pilot produced by the Advanced Production Sitcom class from the Digital Cinema Program at Southern Oregon University. Jim Falkenstein teaches it. Kayla Hunter was one of the directors. Joseph Whitney, one of the actors. Thank you all for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.